Are we all going to debate?
I wish if we had the time, yeah. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. We are the Faruqi brothers from Cinema Debate, and I'm Shiraz. You see Ziyan, my younger brother, and then Umar Samir, my two younger brothers after that. And let's just get started.
All right. Well, thanks for having me. I feel like I'm like being cornered in an alley by a bunch of brothers, like in the most exciting way. Like we're going to debate cinema together. Let's do it.
Oh, we're down for it. Let's go.
Let's do it. So you gave an incredible and emotional performance in the film, and your singing, of course, was one of the biggest highlights of the film itself. Was Tick Tick Boom your first singing performance on film? And if so, how did you prepare for the role?
Oh, well, thanks, man. Yeah, it was the first time singing on film and the first time singing in any kind of professional capacity. Previous to this, my singing experience was, Shower and Will Smith's Miami at end of karaoke night. That was kind of the extent of it. So, I'm really just grateful that Lin-Manuel Miranda thought that I could get to the place where I could successfully sing John's songs with passion and with verve. And I trained, it took a village, man. Like it was not, I worked hard for about a year and a half to get my voice to that place, but it was with an amazing singing teacher called Liz Kaplan, and then all of Lin-Manuel's team. And yeah, it took a village to kind of like unpeel the onion. Like I'm just grateful I had all that time and space, because like John sings from his guts, it's with every cell of his body. So I had to be able to confidently get to that place where I could fully, like, totally forget if I sounded like shit or not. Like, it was like I had to be fully kind of present for that.
How was it like working with Lin-Manuel Miranda? And do you see yourself doing more musicals or going back to Broadway in the future?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I would love to. I mean, I'm always going to be doing theater throughout my life because it's something that it's my first love, really. And Lin was kind of remarkable because, it's his first film, but it shouldn't have been because it didn't feel that way. It felt like, the confidence and the kind of assuredness of his hand with all of us and with the material. Like, he's connected to this material. This is the show that made him realize that he had to write. He saw it when he was in his early 20s, and he went and started writing In the Heights. So his personal connection to it, and the guiding light for both of us was, we don't want to be haunted by the ghost of Jonathan Larson. We want to make sure that we can sleep at night knowing that Jonathan, wherever he is, knows at least we did our best to, honor him in his life. So yeah, I mean, so Lin was always guided by that North Star, and then we were all guided by that North Star too.
Speaking on Jonathan Larson, I mean, your career has been very successful, and you've played so many iconic characters throughout your career. So where do you think Jonathan Larson fits in your like career picture story at this point?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, I don't know. It's a strange thing. I remember watching the first cut that Lin sent me, and I thought, oh God, I've been doing this for a long time. Like, I started doing this, almost 20 years ago now, when I was 20, 21. I graduated drama school. I started studying acting when I was 18, 17, 18. So I've really been kind of cultivating a garden, for 20 years. And I think watching this in its first form, I thought, okay, there's been some things that have grown. There's like some plants here and some flowers blooming there. And it was kind of a wonderful thing of going, oh right, yeah, I'm getting there. Let's see where I am in 20 more years. And I think that's what's wonderful about what we do as artists, whether we're writers or storytellers or musicians. It's like there's no in all of our lives, there's no getting there ever. We're always just pulling on this thread and seeing where it leads us. And I think that's what keeps us alive in a way. It keeps us connected to something eternal, something that is beyond the here and now, a spiritual calling, if you will. And it's what keeps us curious and connected to life. So actually, I don't want to ever get there. I don't want to achieve the image of,
Right.
of divinity, of creative divinity that I have in me. Because then where do I go from there? I don't want to live as the Dalai Lama. That's not my destiny. I want to be in the drama of life. Occasionally, I could use a little bit of Dalai Lama. Occasionally, I could use a bit more
Right.
meditation in my life, but yeah, there's this constant longing, and I think that is, yeah, it keeps us alive.
Just a couple questions for me. First, with the pandemic and how it's changed things with the theatrical model versus the model where they're streaming now. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. And then secondly, I know you've been asked the Spider-Man question. I'm not going to ask you that question. But what I do want to ask is, how does it feel with this outpouring of support and love for your two Spider-Man films? And just the conversation being revitalized in terms of like what you did in your time.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for both those questions. For the first question, you know, in this conversation between streaming and cinema, you know, I think a lot of people are really afraid that cinema is being threatened. I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether how I feel about that. I have a strange faith in our human need for communal experience. And I think we will define that. It's up to us to define that. And as you can see, you know, the numbers for certain films coming back into theater, like I think Dune did pretty dang well. And, you know, other films have done pretty dang well. And I, you know, like experiencing watching the premiere of Tick, Tick, Boom in LA at the AFI Festival, and then in New York with an audience full of people, it is different. I think we all have that memory in our body. We know what that feeling is and we yearn for it. So I'm not worried that that's going away. And, you know, Netflix and streamers of the same ilk are kind of allowing films that may not have been able to get made to get made. So there's that to be said too. Do I want all of the films I make to be seen in the theater? Yes, of course I do. But at the same breath, I love having the privacy of my own home to watch a film sometimes as well. I'm a bit Switzerland with it. I'm a little bit on the kind of in the middle on the fence. And that's not very useful in a debate particularly, but I love storytelling, and however people can get stories, I want people to have stories that are meaningful. And so whatever allows that is incredible. And again, I just have faith that we're always going to want to be together in a room, experiencing something together, whether it's live music, theater, or film. I'm not concerned about that, because I think the soul of humanity will rebel if we are not allowed, because we need it. It's a need. It's the survival of our species. So, and then in terms of the Spider-Man thing, you know, I mean, it's so sweet that the, you know, first of all, that I've been a part of a lineage of a character that has meant something to me before I could talk. That is just the coolest thing ever. And again, it's a lineage, right? I love that, to be a part of a lineage. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than Tom Holland. It's bigger than Tobey Maguire. It's bigger than Miles Morales. It's everyone can project themselves into that suit. It's all of our stories. So the fact that I'm in any way a part of that history is very moving to me. And I'm so lucky that, yeah. And the fact that it's making people revisit those films and find things that they like about it, or, you know, and it creates debate, and that's really fun too. And so, yeah, I mean, it's just cool to be a part of that conversation, really.
Thank you so much, Andrew. We really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much. What a fun thing to do this with your brothers. This is awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. That's the best. Dream of our life. Yeah.
Thank you. Cool. Thank you so much.